This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies, and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net's Botched Role. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from, like I said, ThisWeekInGeek.net. Well guys, it has been a couple of weeks since we've had a chance to do one of these shows, and I've had a chance to roll them bones a little bit more frequently around my local comic book shop. Actually, I've been playing some Pathfinder with my good friend Chris, the host of the Beyond the Gauntlet podcast. Still not sure whether we're going to bring that back just because of scheduling and whatnot. But as you guys know, it's summertime. That's a good time to get together with your friends, get together, play some Dungeons and Dragons, Shadowrun, Call of Cthulhu, any different number of role-playing games. And I actually got an email from a woman named Liz, and she told me about this wonderful product called Hero Lab. And you might be asking, well, what the hell is Hero Lab? I would call this the single most important reason as to why I got back into role-playing games, simply because this is one of those secret tools of the trade that I talked about this previous weekend in Hamilton for Con Bravo, something that will make you as a player and as a game master so happy because it'll make your job 10 times easier, and you'll kill probably about 30-40% less trees trying to crack math on this. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Colin McAllister to the show, and he is from Lone Wolf Development. He's the Hero Lab lead developer, and I guess, Colin, what is Hero Lab?
Hi there. So Hero Lab has... make all of the numbery bits, the mathy bits, the difficult and sometimes boring bits, we're trying to make those as easy as possible for role-playing games. We support Pathfinder, as well as Shadowrun, Savage Worlds, a bunch of other games, and we let you build your character, we let you advance it as you gain XP and level up. We let you, as a GM, we let you create encounters and then run those encounters within Hero Lab, as well as a lot more. Basically, we try to automate all of the boring bits, the hard bits of creating and maintaining a character in role playing games.
So, now, like you said, creating a character, it's a lot of math, and the rules are ever constantly evolving for certain games. There's always new rule clarifications coming out and errata, stuff like that. How does a program like Hero Lab able to keep up with that with so many different games that this piece of software supports?
We do fairly regular updates for the games with the higher release schedules. Pathfinder, for example, we do monthly updates. So every month you get a new Pathfinder release, and that has any player rules from the newest adventure path included for free, any errata that's been applied to the game that Paizo has decided on. Sometimes we add new free content, like all of the NPCs from the NPC Codex became free within Hero Lab when they were released a year or two ago. And so we keep up to date just by having people. We have multiple people working on Pathfinder at any given time, and we get those updates out once, sometimes twice a month. We have an update planned for next week when Occult Adventures goes on sale, for example. So basically the day that the book goes on sale, you'll be able to download the update, add Occult Adventures to your Hero Lab license, and then go on and create your kineticist characters, medium characters, spiritualist characters, everything from Occult Adventures.
So I guess one of the questions that I've always wanted to know, now it seems like you guys have been around for quite some time. What is the origin story of Hero Lab? Basically, like, when did you guys get the idea to put this together online? Because I've seen character generators online for years, but they've always been lacking substance to them. Like, I've never seen anything this well done and this well supported.
Well, thank you. So back in the hoary mists of time, so this is wow, about 10 years ago now, we had made a couple of other products targeting miniatures games and card games, Army Builder and Card Vault. But the next thing that we had always wanted to work on was a role-playing game character creator, because at the time it was myself and Rob, the company president, and we were big role-playing gamers. And like you said, there were character creators available, but they weren't really much better than an Excel spreadsheet that you could put together yourself, more or less. And so we took the foundation that we'd built the applications on until then, and extended that and built Hero Lab onto that. Our motivation for doing that is that we're gamers ourselves. I was GMing Shadowrun, our game, last night. We're flying off to Gen Con next week. On the way back, I'll be putting together my next Pathfinder and Shadowrun adventures. We're experienced players and GMs, and so we wanted to build the tool that we needed to help us play role-playing games, to help us GM role-playing games. So we're gamers and we love gaming, and we want to make that as easy for ourselves as possible. And so that's why we built Hero Lab.
So looking at some of the game systems that you guys currently support, how did you choose to pick these particular games to work with Hero Lab?
A lot of it depends on what is easy to do or possible to do within Hero Lab. There are some games where some games are harder than others, and so there are some games, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there are some that are just simply not practical to do within Hero Lab, because we could do them, but it would take just months and months to code them up. Other games are I think it was a combination of games that we played and games that we could get, games that were popular, and then also games that we could talk to the owners of the games and get a license. Every game, almost every game in Hero Lab is licensed. So for Pathfinder, for example, we have a license with Paizo. We pay them royalties on what we sell. Hero Lab is the official Pathfinder is an official Pathfinder character creator. And that's great, because that means that we get access to upcoming books early, and so we can get those into Hero Lab and release them on the day, like we're doing with Occult Adventures this month, like we did with last year's hardback, the Advanced Class Guide. So we basically try to do a deal with the publishers, get them on our side, and then because that makes it as easy as possible for us to get a game into Hero Lab.
So one of the games that I noticed you supported, and this game has been around for like ever, is Shadowrun. I'm wondering, because Catalyst Game Labs also has the BattleTech MechWarrior stuff, is that something you guys will support in the future, perhaps?
I won't say we haven't thought about it. The MechWarrior stuff, that's a lot of work. So that's definitely possible for the future, but we don't have anything concrete planned for it.
Yeah, because I was asking, because that's one system, as much as I love the lore and the universe, I look at the math and I just kind of sit down and cry.
I won't say that we haven't discussed it.
At least there's a conversation, and that's what makes me happy. So what are some of the other resources in Hero Lab that maybe players and GMs should maybe be aware of? Because it seems like this is so much more than just character creation and having access to other resources, which you can download, like you said, having Occult Adventures and whatnot. What else can you do with this?
So we've got a bunch of things that you can do that are just really awesome for both players and GMs. For players, not only can you create your character, you can add XP, add gold, add new levels, level your character up. Hero Lab keeps track of everything as your character advances up to level 20 and beyond. We also have, as well as doing that, you can also use Hero Lab at the game table. You can print out a pen and paper character sheet. We have an iPad app that you can use. A bunch of the players in my Pathfinder game use Hero Lab on the iPad to keep track of their character. We also have a Hero Lab on the Windows and Mac. It can also be used during the game. And that's really awesome, because with that, you can keep track of which spells you've used, how many of the charges you've used on your wand. Hero Lab just keeps track of all that very nicely. There's, you know, press a button and it'll automatically say, oh, you've rested for the night, and so all of your abilities are ready to use again, and your hit points go back up. as well as for players, for GMs, you can build NPCs just as easily as you can build player characters. We've got options for either picking a picking an NPC, building it manually, or we have our encounter builder, which includes hundreds of NPCs just that comes with Hero Lab. You can also add... When you buy Hero Lab, you get the core data for Pathfinder, which is a bunch of stuff that includes the Pathfinder core rulebook, the Inner Sea World Guide, the player content from the Adventure Paths, as well as some NPCs from the NPC Codex. You can add additional supplements like the Bestiary, like the Monster Codex, and that will unlock new races and as well as new NPCs that you can access. So when I'm building encounters for my Pathfinder game, for example, I can go into the Encounter Builder and search for CR 5 to 7 creatures, pick a few of those, put them into an encounter. Once I've built that encounter, I can then run that within Hero Lab using the Tactical Console. Hero Lab will keep track of the initiative of all of my monsters, of all of the party, track who has a delayed action, who gets to go next, how much damage people have taken, what conditions people have. As well as all that, there's we've recently introduced something really cool called the Encounter Library, which allows you to add encounters from Rise of the Rune Lords, from the Giant Slayer Adventure Path, from the Iron Gods Adventure Path. You can have access to all of those within Hero Lab. So if you're GMing one of those adventure paths right now, you can pick up the Rise of the Rune Lords add-on or the Giant Slayer add-on. And then all of the encounters from Giant Slayer are available right there in your with just a click or two in Hero Lab. Not just available, you can also customize them. So you can say, hey, I've got an extra player tonight, so let's add another one of these bad guys. Or, oh, you know, I think this encounter would be cooler if I changed out this one enemy for this other guy from this other book. You can do all that within Hero Lab with just a few clicks of the mouse. We try to make it super easy for GMs and for players.
Yeah, I was just kind of listening to you say all that, and I was kind of getting some really kind of neat ideas, because one of my favorite adventure paths is Iron Gods, and I'm thinking, man, I can get that plasma rifle on my character at some point. This makes me tremendously happy.
Right. So basically, you can, if it's published in a book by Paizo, so all of the stuff from Iron Gods, the technology guide, all of that is available within Hero Lab. Some of it you need to purchase add-on packages for, but we bundle a bunch of player companions, campaign setting books together. You can usually pick up whatever content you need for as little as $4.99, and then add on additional books or other content as you build your character, as you advance, or as you create new characters.
So it's basically a one-stop shop for your GM or player. Like, literally, you can carry a library full of content with you no matter where you go and be able to build encounters on the fly and whatnot. That's really, really helpful, especially since you can put this on the iPad and have this at your gaming table. Now, are there any plans to maybe port a smaller version of this to, say, the iPhone?
That would be a very tricky thing to do. So the big difference with the iPhone is obviously just the smaller screen. And especially for a game like Pathfinder, there's just so much information that we need to convey on the character sheet and convey to the player that we could do it, but I'm kind of not sure how we'd get that information across in such a small space. I mean, it's plausible if you think, okay, what about putting it on like the iPhone 6 Plus or something, because that's a pretty good size screen. But we'd also have to support the older iPhone 5, for example, as well. And at that point, there's just a lot of information that you need to present to the user.
Fair enough, because then you'd have to redo the kind of UI for it and everything. Okay, I completely see that.
Yeah, I mean, not that it's not something we'd like to do, but it's going to be a ton of work to do that, and we have to weigh that against other tasks like the encounter library, for example.
Okay, so I guess, Colin, as we begin to kind of wrap things here up on the show, well, what are some of the cool new things we can expect coming up from Hero Lab and Lone Wolf in the next couple of months?
We have the Paizo just released the Vigilante playtest class for Pathfinder. If you haven't seen that yet, you can go download it. It's a free PDF from Paizo.com. So the Vigilante is really cool. You can pick basically you choose to be a vigilante and you get a second vigilante identity, Zorro, where you're a respectable, you know, citizen by day and a vigilante by night. And the vigilante actually lets you choose what kind of vigilante to be. You can be an Avenger vigilante, a Stalker vigilante, a Warlock vigilante. Pushed out a release just a week or so ago with support for the Vigilante in Hero Lab. So that is available for free to all users until the Ultimate Intrigue books releases next spring. We're also going to have the Hell's Rebels Adventure Path next month. I believe that one is players trying to take down Cheliax, the devil-worshipping nation in the Pathfinder world. So we'll be supporting that in Hero Lab as well. We'll have a new Hell's Rebels package available for purchase, as well as I think the Bestiary 5 is coming out later this year. So that's going to be hundreds of new monsters that you can use for GMing. So we've got a ton of new content coming for players, a ton of new content already here for players, a bunch coming for GMs as well. So we're keeping up with all of the cool stuff that Paizo's releasing. We're keeping up with that. And we're also just regularly making improvements to the app as well. So, for example, a month or two ago, we added support for polymorphing. So right now, let's say that you're a druid with a wild shape ability. That means the druid can turn into a bird or a bear or a sea creature. In Hero Lab, we now let you do that with just a couple clicks of the mouse. You can just choose, okay, I'm going to go to my wild shape and I'm going to change into a grizzly bear and click, and then another click to activate it. Hero Lab will apply all the appropriate ability score bonuses. It'll activate all the right special abilities that you now have access to, so that you can do that with one click and switch between races as easily as you want, rather than having to, you know, have a sheet of paper with, okay, here are the five or six forms that I switch between, and here are my stats and special abilities while I'm in them. Hero Lab can do all that for you now.
That's really, really, really cool, actually. Now that actually makes me want to play a druid, now that it takes a lot of the kind of work out of it. One other thing that I'd like to mention, and I found this was so neat, is that you guys actually have, during character creation, you can actually have the rules set out for building characters for the Pathfinder organized play.
Right. So we support both types of Pathfinder Society rules. So the main type is it's really a more restrictive way of building your character, where the Pathfinder Society says, okay, you build a character as normal, but you also have to select a faction from this list, and there are certain things that you can't take because they feel that they're unbalanced. We support that. We keep track of what the PFS says is and isn't allowed, so you can be just looking through Hero Lab, seeing what abilities you can and can't take based on their status without having to cross-reference them in the additional resources document. We also support the Pathfinder Society core campaign. So that's a special way of playing Pathfinder Society where you're only allowed stuff from the core rulebook. So if you've been playing Pathfinder for a while and you want to kind of go back to basics and try a game with only the basic stuff, we also support that and let you very easily see what is and isn't allowed in those games.
And that is so cool because actually this past weekend when I was at Con Bravo, I wanted to play in the Pathfinder Society game, and I had all the rules right in front of me to just do it through Hero Lab, and I made my character in like 5-10 minutes, which I think is utterly fantastic. Colin, I gotta thank you guys and Lone Wolf Development for doing some fantastic work with Hero Lab. As I said before the interview, having this kind of a resource really rekindles my love of the D20 system, because it takes out a lot of, this is just a lot of the math. And while some people like to take advantage of the system and look for flaws and like kind of min-maxing, here it's click, 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 and if it doesn't work, it shows up in red and said, this is wrong. Now the fact that I know I'm making my characters properly, I don't know, just it kind of adds something for me. And I know I'm not alone in saying that. We like having our characters built right, and that's something special.
One thing that I always find when I'm playing games that Hero Lab doesn't support is that it always kind of surprises me again how how much work and how much kind of manual cross-referencing I need to do to make a character. Even for you know, relatively simple games like the new Dungeons and Dragons, for example, that game is much simpler than a Pathfinder or even the old 3.5 D&D, but there's still enough to do that I have to spend most of my time managing the rulebook rather than actually building the character. What Hero Lab frees you to do is make the interesting decisions and decide how your character is going to work rather than having to spend your time flipping between pages in the rulebook.
I also like the fact that I can carry an iPad as opposed to 30 pounds worth of books.
I love my iPad for that reason, among others.
Well, Colin, I want you to hold on the line for just a second. Well, guys, that was my interview with Colin McAllister from Lone Wolf Development. Like I said, the lead developer behind Hero Lab. Wow. Like I said, if you are seriously not using this program, I highly, highly suggest you at least check it out. There is free trials for Windows, for Mac. It's available for like iPad. There's even integration with Dropbox. That's kind of convenient as all hell, especially since we do the show These Warriors Are Terrible, or now known as Terrible Warriors. This is invaluable because we all share Dropbox character sheets, so it's easy for us to all access. And like I said, these guys support Pathfinder, Shadowrun, Mutants and Masterminds, Savage World, anything 3.5, Call of Cthulhu, World of Darkness, and I'm pretty sure they got support for Freeport, which was a book that I kickstarted and backed last year, and that was one of these stretch goals. So the fact that these guys have integration with so many of these companies is utterly incredible. And right now, I think it should cost you about $30 or so, $29.99, and you get core data for one game. That's cheaper than a main book, than actually having it in print. And the fact that this is portable, that's quite the resource for you to have around your table. So if you're a game master or a player and you want to take a lot of the heavy work out of stuff, it's awesome. Plus the fact that, like I said, you can have your characters built right. If something's wrong, it shows up in red, you can fix that, and now it works. And also kind of lets you see how different character options would work if you want to experiment and see, okay, well, if I have this weapon, what does this do? So I highly recommend it. I love it. And I highly recommend you guys do check it out. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd for Boss Roll, saying I hope you never roll a natural one.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.